This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of it. Come on, you know the drill. Be part of the solution. Always be part of the solution. You know, and if you get informed, you can even have more fun with it. Now, and I say that because, again, we see, we hear, we have all kinds of people out there trying to keep up and letting guys like me know what's going on, and you're a victim of your last tweet or news feed or whatever. I don't even know what to call it. You got to stop doing that. You're making me nuts. I know you hear me complain about it on a regular basis, but I'm not trying to beat it. I want you involved. I want you engaged, but I want you to make sense. So if I can get this running up here, we had Juan Williams. Now, in the early days, I won't say I rooted for him, but I didn't like the way he was let go from NPR for simply stating a feeling that he had. That was the beginning. If you guys didn't see that come, see what's here today coming, then you really weren't paying attention. And of all people, Juan Williams was the first casualty of cancel culture, if you would. And Bill O'Reilly stuck up for him, and many others did. And I sat there and I wonder what he has gone from a moderate Democrat to a Kool-Aid drinking left wactoid. There's no other term for it. Let me see if I can play this. I want you to hear him. First off, let me just play it. And then I'll do my normal comment through it. Oh, come on. You could do this.
In the Democratic Party on the far left.
Are you kidding me? I this conversation is so wild to me. I think they're like, you know.
Well, it's the only aid that Bernie wants to cut for Israel.
I'm sorry. Let me just finish this point, Jesse. But I mean, you asked the question. I was responding. I think that like 23 or 24 of, you know, Jewish Democrats and two Jewish Republicans. I just don't think.
Right, because that means so much. Just because you have more of a number of one than the other means you're always going to, they're all going to be on the same page. There are many Democrats, or I should say there are many Jews, who are not pro-Israel. We know this. We've heard, why are they silent then? Boy, see, they let him get away with so much. Why are they silent, Juan?
That there are too many Jewish people who think that, you know, Taylor Greene has got to have their back. You know what I mean? I just don't think that people react that way. But what we need here, I just think, is plainly a ceasefire. You have Palestinian children dying. You have huge apartment buildings being destroyed by the Israelis. And the Israelis clearly, you know, control the timetable here because they are so superior in terms of military might. As been pointed out, they have.
You know, it's really funny about what he's saying right now, because many, even on the Democrat side, many know what the Palestinians are doing is they're fighting, they're shooting off, firing off these rockets and what have you from playgrounds and schoolyards, from rooftops of hospitals. It's been proven. We have video on it. When do you become responsible for the actions you bring on? When? Juan was the same guy that was screaming that maybe during 9/11 we brought it on ourselves because of what we do. Well, are you telling me the Palestinians may not be doing the same thing, Juan?
The Iron Dome. So what you get is a David and Goliath situation where Hamas, which is the extreme, and they're just terrible. I mean, they shouldn't be firing these missiles, but they are. But they, you know, so many.
They shouldn't be firing these missiles, but they are. Okay, let me go right past the damage they're doing.
Their missiles are intercepted by the Iron Dome. On the other hand, Israel's firing rockets and missiles and blowing up stuff, and the Palestinians and Gaza can't protect themselves.
Let me finish. So you're saying Hamas is bad at terrorism? It's just one person. Let me just say, it's one person here.
Sorry, Jesse, but you're so wrong on this because guess what? This didn't start because Hamas started it.
Wait a minute. Ready? Are you ready for this? If you got liquid in your mouth, okay, I'll give you a chance to swallow it. This shows you what a low IQ this man has. It shows you that Trump derangement syndrome has never gone away. These guys, they are the party of non-responsibility. You ready?
It started because people were being, the Israeli settlers were coming in with Israeli army forces. It wasn't even a matter of eviction. It was a matter of displacing Palestinians from properties that they lived in. And then you get people angry. I mean, so much of this goes back to Trump and Netanyahu.
There it is. So much of it goes back to Trump. It's Trump's fault. The cold is Trump's fault. I'm telling you, it is stunning to watch CNN, MSNBC, ABC, VEFT, to watch all these news outlets tripping over themselves now because they don't have Trump. So what do they have to do? They have to resurrect him and bring him back into the conversation. There was peace, you idiot, in the Middle East. They were working towards peace. There was no funding for Hezbollah. There was no funding for these bombs, Juan. I would love to get you on this show. I wouldn't treat you with kid gloves like they are.
Making a deal with allies intended to go after Iran. No, I'm just saying they're going after Iran and Iran's nukes. Okay, I understand that. But they absolutely left the Palestinians behind. The two-state solution that America had pursued for decades just right. left behind. And so the Palestinians feel absolutely voiceless and powerless.
All right, Juan. All right, Greg, go ahead.
I'm just sitting here at this table.
All right. I got to hear Greg's response. You do too. Joe Messina, your host. The stupidity, it just astounds me. And think of the money that man gets paid. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A couple of nitwits.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as usual. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Listen, the... In the next hour, Julio Rivera will join us, and Julio's always got that. Matter of fact, you have to slow down the recording. You'll have to record it and then slow it down to understand. He just gets so excited. He speaks so quickly. Look, I know we don't play this long of an interview or what have you, but on The View, Juan Williams, who, again, you'll have to go check the last segment. I won't say I had a lot of respect for the guy, but I understood that he was, you know, when he was let go for NPR, it was for all the wrong reasons. It wasn't right, the way they did it and why they did it. But he just sat here, after watching and listening to what's going on in Israel, and tries to defend the Palestinians with what they're doing. Greg, as many of you know who watch The Five, Greg is slamming his head against the desk, basically coming unglued. And there's no way I'm going to miss this. Not even for you people, and I like you people. Take a listen. Take a watch.
Table listening to this, and I just don't know what's going on. That's my impression. Look, we can go in and talk about the so-called displacement, but it's a land dispute that Hamas used as an opportunity to start this war. If you want to go into that, we're going to need an hour to go into it, but don't spin it around like that. And if you're going to use the David and Goliath analogy, use it appropriately. This David happens to be the one that keeps starting the damn fight, all right? The most absurd argument is that the fact that somebody is a superior military force somehow makes that a war crime. The fact that...
That's what they keep saying about us. That's what they keep... If the U.S. just wasn't so strong, if the U.S. just didn't have so many nukes, if the U.S. just didn't have such a big army or military, people wouldn't hate us so much. Well, if that's the case, then why don't they hate China as much?
Rockets aimed at Israeli citizens are protected by the Iron Dome, but the people that are sending those rockets aren't, and somehow that is a war crime? No, you know what? They built the Iron Dome to protect Jews and Arabs who live there. There is a ton of Jews and Arabs that live together under the dome. This argument of a massive imbalance. I mean, if I start punching Tyrus, if I show up one day and go into his office and just start punching Tyrus, and so because Tyrus is bigger than me, he can't punch back, and that he's guilty of a war crime if he picks me up by my legs and dangles me? No, that's what he's got to do. So you have to tell the bullies can still be small, right? And as for these deals, the Abraham Accords are holding firm. These are independent commitments with Israel, with Arab states, right? This is the exact kind of threat to peace that these accords were meant to endure. Yet you're not getting a peace, but you brought up Trump. No one else did. But the fact that these deals are keeping this whole Arab state together says a hell of a lot. A hell of a lot. It's just idiotic to like say, like, oh, you're blaming the victim. It's disgusting.
I love Greg Gutfeld. I'm not always on board with his humor. I mean, some of you watch this show. I'm not always on board with his humor. But the mere fact that he is not afraid to go in there and rip up a colleague for being ignorant, rip up a colleague for being stupid. Yeah, no other way to put it. Can we start calling things like they are? That's why we call the show The Real Side, right? Juan Williams just spewed a bunch of left-leaning Democrat garbage and blaming the victim. Israel didn't start the fight. Israel has a right to protect himself. Right? Do you think Israelis or Jews can live in peace in the Palestinian areas? Really? Why don't you look it up and find out? Find out what the rules are for them. Just amazing. It is amazing how much some of you on the left have bought into, how much you really believe is what your party is telling you. And what's scary is because you believe it, you're willing to act on it. That's even scarier. You're not even willing to do your own homework. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I can't get away from Memorial Day either. There is just something, when you hear some of the things that people said on Memorial Day, about Memorial Day, and the ignorance, God, the ignorance just shines. One writer writes, our current political climate doesn't seem to conducive to joining hands and praying over our fallen soldiers anymore. Despite our differences, days like Memorial Day should remind us of the real price of freedom was paid with. Blood, sweat, tears, and a family member. Memorial Day is designated to commemorate women and men of all walks of life. Unlike today, they don't walk around with a badge that says, I identify male, I identify female, I'm transgender, because this is what the left would want you to do, which has nothing to do with anything. Now, when it comes to being in war, now when it comes to being in battle, nobody cares what you're sleeping with, who you're sleeping with, what you used to have and what you don't have now. Nobody cares. The only thing they care about is, will you have my back? Will you protect me? while I'm fighting this fight with you, alongside you. And there's no way to aggregate the appreciation for generations of our brave service members who gave the ultimate life. You know, we talk about that. Some of you, I don't think, really understand the reality of what the ultimate... That person is not at the kitchen table anymore. That person is not able to say goodnight to their kids anymore or to give their mom and dad a hug at the end of the day. Right? Now, I would imagine they want to do away with it. You know, that hardcore right, I mean left, sorry, because it was born out of the Civil War traditions. They were decorating the grave sites of the fallen soldiers. They had flowers and other things around there, right? And it's designated for those who just were lost in battle, period. So for those who sit around saying this is a day we shouldn't honor, And the biggest reason being that we shouldn't honor it because the United States was involved in so many wars they shouldn't have been with. They shouldn't have gone out and done some of the things that they did. Or been involved in some of the things that they did. Or were. Recently there was a petition that went out to cancel Memorial Day in celebration of, you ready for this? U.S. Imperialism Day. Yeah. Totally crazy. Jump into your house. We'll come back. We'll listen to some of that. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to the real side of GCN Live.
Cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares. We're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna has started the process to gain full approval from the Food and Drug Administration for its two-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The company announced Tuesday that it has begun submitting data from several studies on the shot. Moderna's vaccine has been administered in the U.S. under an emergency use authorization from the FDA, with more than 124 million doses having been given out so far. The company said that it also plans on asking for an emergency use authorization for its vaccine for use in children ages 12 to 15. Pfizer received an authorization for the same age group last month. And President Biden has suspended oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, making permanent the temporary moratorium he issued on his first day in office. The order reverses a Trump-era policy allowing oil and gas exploration in the nature reserve. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy called the cancellation of leases wrong and an attack on his state's economy. In a tweet, Dunleavy promised to use every means necessary to oppose the order. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution, don't be part of the problem. The way you're part of the problem is you don't get involved. You don't get informed. And then you dispute kind of what you heard or you saw come over your Twitter feed or whatever it is, however it is you get your information. Again, the ways to get in touch with me, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com, or, you know, just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. All right, kind of screwed up that last story just a little bit, but I'm willing to screw, I am willing not to be part of that party of non-responsibility and take responsibility for it. I spoke it wrong, really. And basically what it is that they don't want Memorial Day because they say it's part of, it's an expression of or showing our U.S. imperialism. Aren't you glad you sent your kids to college, or college, whatever you want to call it? Aren't you glad they got such a great education to now they totally hate this country? Isn't that cool? We'll see. I'll see if I get this thing working properly, because you know how well I am with this electronic stuff. But here's some of these kids talking about how it is a problem. Take a listen.
With Campus Reform, we are here in Washington, D.C. in honor of Memorial Day, a day where we celebrate the fallen men and women who have fought to protect this nation. But the question is, can Americans even still unite around Memorial Day? We're going to see how far they'll go. Well, they signed this petition right here to ban Memorial Day as a celebration of American imperialism. Let's see what they say. You know, we're talking about Memorial Day. Is this a holiday that you support? Is this something that you're going to be celebrating?
I'm not celebrating. I don't think Memorial Day should be a thing that we celebrate personally.
Okay, why not?
I feel like it's a celebration of U.S. imperialism and colonialism, personally. It's not like an attack on any individual, but more of a system.
Absolutely not. I think it represents a lot of negative aspects of America and highlights something that, you know, people shouldn't necessarily be proud of. If we're going to honor and celebrate the dead, I think it should be those that lost their lives to, you know, genocide in America.
Do you know why we celebrate Memorial Day?
I know it's like veterans. Yeah.
Do you know why we celebrate Memorial Day?
Not really, no.
To be honest.
All I know is that I get paid lots of money, and it's really cool because I don't have to go to work. Anybody crying yet? Anybody? No. In all sincerity, you crying yet? This is our education system at work. They have no clue what Memorial Day is all about. Absolutely none. And it's a sign of the U.S. So I guess the people who died to make this a country, to bring this country to be, that was an act of imperialism and colonialism. Right? I guess when we got involved in World War I to help free Europe, if you would, against the Germans, and that somehow was an act of colonialism and imperialism. The same thing in World War II. I mean, we can go right down the list. And the only thing they get out of all of that, look at the Civil War. That was an act of colonialism, I guess, too. Freeing blacks now, just in case you missed it. Freeing the slaves now is an act of imperialism and colonialism. Just in case you didn't catch that. This is what they're learning in the schools, people. This is what they're being taught.
To be honest, not really.
You know, I did, maybe like 3 years ago.
Right.
I mean, it's been imperialism, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
to remember the fallen.
It's a memorial and remembrance of people who have fought for our country.
There's actually a problem with Memorial Day, which is that it is kind of memorializing American imperialism and kind of glorifying it. Yeah. Would you guys agree with that?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I have this petition here along the same lines.
Probably, yeah. So I'm really not quite sure what you said. I'm not quite sure what you're asking me to do, but I'm on board. What do I say?
Support to unrecognized Memorial Day as a federal holiday because of, you know, like you were saying, the American imperialism and the barbarism. Would you be willing to sign this?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Would you be?
Sure, any ism is worth signing for, isn't it? See how easy they went down for that? They have no clue what they're signing. They have no clue what to think about all of this. Nobody has broken it down for them. So I don't know where they're getting their information about Memorial Day. But it's not rooted in reality by any stretch of the imagination. Okay, all right. I can't help myself. I got to do this for another minute. At least another minute.
Would you be willing to sign in support of that, though?
Yeah. Probably not, because it's one of my bank holidays, and I work at a bank. So.
Okay. Well, there's a good selfless reason, don't you think?
Okay. But I do think we should probably rebrand Memorial Day as something else. Like, let's celebrate something worthwhile instead of imperialism.
I have a good feeling you're going to sign this for me.
For sure. I'm definitely down.
My God. This is... We've raised these kids. Or some of you have. I haven't. We've raised these children. And then you're sending them to schools that solidifies this garbage. How do you let them get away with that? Right? How are we allowing our education systems to get away with this? This is not what they were supposed to be. This is not what the education system was supposed to be about. We are so far away from where our founding fathers wanted us on this. It's more than sad. It's maddening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just so important that you engage in the conversation, that you truly get fully informed. All right. Frank Luntz. Everybody remembers him, right? I say remembers. Not like he's gone away. There's been more and more stories done about him. On how much of a liberal Democrat he actually is. It's kind of hard to believe. I've been in his house. And he does a great job of giving you the impression that he's conservative. But maybe that's just exactly what he wants, just an impression. I've heard stories about him. Kevin McCarthy, by the way, rents a room from him. Wink, wink. In D.C. All right, and this guy, he has been known to work for Democrats. A lot of work for Democrats. Now we find out through a FOIA drop that Gretchen Whitmer used Frank to sell COVID compliance to Republicans. Now, Frank has mastered the art of getting the information the American people, you know, need to know. They generally go through legal channels, particularly Freedom of Information Acts, those kind of things. Right? Occasionally, they strike gold with this information, with the FOIA requests. Now, today's release of information about Michigan's responses throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, people are digging deep to find out what's going on, why Whitmer did what she did. The goal of the FOIA was to get the skinny on former Michigan Department of Health Human Services Director Robert Gordon and his unceremonious removal and his $155,000 severance package. Ooh. There were multiple bombshells that came with the documents that came in. As it turns out, air quotes for some of you, conservative pollster Frank Luntz was brought in to consult to help Governor Gretchen Whitmer convince Republicans to social distance, wear face masks, stay in a lockdown mode until she deems it appropriate for the lesser people to come out of hiding. Right? On December 1st, 2020, Gordon forwarded to Whitmer, this is papers, to Whitmer's chief of staff, PowerPoint summary on COVID political messaging, changing the COVID conversation. Frank put this together. Changing the COVID conversation. How to put it together in a political message. Now, it was put together by Frank Luntz, working with a company called De Beaumont Foundation. Right? They tested specific words, sentences, phrases, attributes that Americans need to hear to change their behavior. This is nothing new. They've been doing this forever. And it's really cool the way they do it. Because, it's, you know how I always say to you, it's how they ask the question. It's not basically what's in it. It's how they ask the question. We'll talk more about this on the inside of the break. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to ariseusa.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. From the senior house, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-NO-JOKE. 855-732-5563. I'm talking about the Governor Whitmore and how she's Frank Lutz. You know, he's the statistics guy. Hannity has him on. I don't know if he still has. I don't watch Fox that much anymore, guys. So I don't know if Hannity still has him on. Some of the others still have him on. They shouldn't. They shouldn't have anything to do with him. I mean, he is a... I told you what happened in his place, and I had to leave. You know, when he was part of the new Republican group that was trying to start, he was talking about how we can't let people like Mike Huckabee into the Republican Party, can't let them have any power. This is where their mindset was at. Now, I can't fault him, I guess, for some of the people. He probably didn't know everybody there or didn't know everybody well. And I was invited to it as media. It was an event to try to sell us or get us to help sell a new Republican agenda, the new Republican Party here in California. And I wasn't on board with any of it after I heard the presentation. Matter of fact, they lost me shortly after, you know, trying to keep Mike Huckabee out of it. He would not have been a good president. He would not have been a good this. He's too far right. Just amazing. But it comes down to, again, as I have learned with many, many, many campaigns I've worked on, that it is in how you phrase it, how you word it, the words you use. Right? And so they tested specific words when they went out to help Whitmer. Whitmer was looking for a way to bring Republicans into the fold to get them on board with the mask mandate. And they tested specific words, sentences, phrases, attributes. You know, they wanted to make sure that they got the right things that Americans needed to hear to change their behavior. Now, a significant part of the report that they got, this was based on a FOIA request. They analyzed Democrat versus Republican responses. For example, one of several warnings that Luntz emphasized, many Republicans refuse to follow guidelines because they argue the science keeps changing. It's up to you to communicate at the onset that the science is settled. Think about that. There's a term we've heard before, right? The science is settled. Now, much of the Luntz report deals with wordsmithing. Right? And they do. They carefully pick these words. Right? Words is words to use and words to lose is how they lay it out. For example, use protocols and lose orders and decrees. Right? Makes sense, doesn't it? Orders and decrees sound so nasty. Sounds like you're being dictated at, doesn't it? Use social distancing and lose physical distancing. Another recommendation is to call it the pandemic. Based on surveys, they found that that word pandemic is much more significant, serious, and scary than simply calling it the virus or a coronavirus. The survey included an oversample of 300 African Americans, found that there were a chasm between Republicans and Democrats. Ooh. Even in the African American community. Still a difference in how they look at things. They, Luntz said that they tested specific word sentences and phrases and attributes with them. And when they asked the survey question, which is more important to you regarding COVID-19, survey respondents outranked health to liberty, 48-13%. Think about that. Right? And 54% responded health, and 6% said liberty. Nothing scares GOPers more than an IRS audit except testing positive for COVID. I can only imagine how those went. Despite vocal criticism for President Trump, President-elect Joe Biden was rewarded, not punished, for staying in his basement for 2 months. I mean, these are questions that they beat around the bush on to find out, and then Frank pulls it all together, and he hands a summary, basically, right? Now, most feel that this is the final nail into Frank's career. An employee whistleblower just blew the lid off of Frank and called out everything he's doing is a total fraud. The story appeared in Salon Magazine, which is a left-leaning site, but don't let that deter you. I mean, it's real. It's being widely reported everywhere. Reported that Republican pollster and Kevin McCarthy are friends and roommates. Nah, not in a sexual way. Sure to say, Frank's got one of the most expensive pads in D.C. Gee, I wonder how I can afford that. Right? Dr. Frank, let me see. Oh, yeah. McCarthy says that Dr. Frank Luntz isn't afraid of one of the most honored communication professionals in America today. Well, he's actually one of the most honored propaganda professionals in America today, based on what I've read. Now, Chris Ingram, a former senior vice president of Luntz Research Company, he worked at the company from 97 through early 2000s. He told Salon that Luntz's claim to deliver objective data is just a total shtick. He said the takeaway in this is that Frank was hired to engage in what can only be described as a deep, dark operation against Republicans in Michigan. They were more reluctant to bend to Whitmer's will, so Luntz came in to help with the bending. It's true. You know, again, when they want to get what they don't go out to these polls to see what people want. They go out on these polls so they can turn them around, they can figure out a way to use the words, use what they need to use to get people to come into their way of thinking. That's how it works. Too bad, right? be nice if we could just know that people are being, I mean, God forbid, did I almost say that? That people are being honest with us. All right, former BLM leader sounds off on the group's ugly truth. There's no way around this. And there's more and more. I told you this stuff would end up breaking, didn't I? After a while, people get tired of being taken advantage of, even from within. And as much as some of you don't want to hear it, some of these people go into this, like the original BLM stuff. I mean, these guys really wanted to make a change. They really wanted to make a difference. They really felt like something was wrong. And as happens with all, you know, big money programs, big money situations, somebody comes in and hijacks it. And it's too bad because in some areas they probably could have made some changes. They probably could have done well. Instead, what do you get? Now you're going to start seeing all the games that were played with that money. And I'll tell you something else. Nobody's going to sue them. Come on, you know that as well as I do. Who's going to go after them? Who's going to tell them they have to give the money back, some of these people? I'm probably not going to be able to get that. The founder of Black Lives Matter in St. Paul, Minnesota, recently released a video in which he called out the group's ugly truth, by which he meant their position on family and education. He said, 2015, I was founder of Black Lives Matter in St. Paul. This is Rashid Turner. He now leads the pro-school choice group in Minnesota. Apparently, God, that's great. And it's so great that, you know, you get somebody involved in these movements, and then they see the truth, and they jump on the rail bandwagon. That's really what the black community and other communities need, too, school choice. He said, I believe the organization stood for exactly what the name implies, Black Lives Do Matter. However, after a year on the inside, I learned they had little concern for rebuilding black families and communities. I'm sorry, who's been saying that? Not just me, I realize that, but I've been saying that forever. And some of these people want to throw names at me like I'm a racist because I said that. No, it's true. They're not, what are they doing? What have they done to help any inner city kid in school? Any black community? Nothing. They've done absolutely nothing. That money is all being used for a small group of people to run some ads and to fill their pockets up. Turner's video published on YouTube last week highlighted how the group's website stated that they want to disrupt the nuclear family. How does that pull the black family together? It doesn't even say, matter of fact, the original one didn't even say, it said that not only did they want to disrupt the nuclear family, but they wanted to add more credence or more acceptance to the, you know, lesbian couples, to transgenderism, making sure that the transgender female got their due, got their place. And it's not a nuclear family structure, sorry. They cared even less, Turner added, about improving the quality of education for students in Minneapolis. That was made clear when they publicly denounced charter schools as they were standing next to the head of the teachers union. This is always frosted me to no end. First of all, you can't easily compare all of them, but I can tell you this. Every place charter schools have been, and like every other school, other teachers, other professions, yeah, you do have bad ones. You have bad teachers, you have bad schools, whatever. For the most part, charter schools do very well. Even when the chips are down, they do very well. Public schools can learn a lot from them. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. A lot more coming up. Julio Rivera joins me in the next hour. We'll be back.